This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. The mayor of Worcester is expected to introduce a resolution this evening expressing support for an effort to recruit the PawSox. Worcester is the second largest city in Massachusetts and would need to build a stadium if the PawSox were to leave their home in Pawtucket. Joining me now to talk more about this is Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis, who's been following the story. Hello, Ian.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So, Ian, Worcester, stepping up its game in pursuit of the PawSox, does this make it seem more likely the team will leave Pawtucket, perhaps for Worcester?
Well, that's really hard to say right now. For starters, let's remember this is just a resolution. It's an expression of interest, and there are no financial details that have been worked out at this point between the PawSox and Worcester. It really remains to be determined what kind of financial commitment Worcester would be willing to make to the team. Also, the Worcester site, like the one that the PawSox are eyeing in Pawtucket, is privately owned. And not surprisingly, the owner of that site is trying to get as much money out of the site as possible. So that's a little bit of an added wrinkle.
So, Ian, what's happening then with efforts to keep the PawSox in Rhode Island? You mentioned the site of the Apex store, which is one of the sites the PawSox have looked at.
Right. So far, it seems what is really most noteworthy in Rhode Island is a lack of activity rather than any particular activity to try to keep the PawSox here. We can remember that lawmakers were skittish when the team announced its proposal in May for a new stadium in Pawtucket. Very quickly, it became clear that that proposal was dead on arrival for the regular General Assembly session that ended in June. That reflected a couple of things. There was a bad taste left over for House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello in terms of what happened with the PawSox proposal for a Providence Stadium in 2015. Mattiello was really out front on that, and I think he feels that he got kind of burned by that. At the same time, there's a certain amount of negativity and cynicism in the DNA of Rhode Island, whether that's due to the state's long economic struggles, the landmark failure of 38 studios, the banking crisis back in 1990. But those factors have led to a lot of ambivalence on part of the public about the PawSox latest proposal.
We haven't seen, at least not so far, much of a public relations push from the PawSox themselves trying to build support or consensus around their stadium proposal, their latest proposal.
Right. And that's a great observation, Elizabeth. We had the number two official in the Rhode Island House of Representatives, Majority Leader Joe Shikarchi, here in June. And it was his view that the PawSox really needed to wage a public relations campaign to build public support. That public support, in turn, could make lawmakers more supportive of the team's proposal. It's not so hard to envision an approach at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket where thousands of people turn out for every PawSox game. Email addresses of those fans could be collected. Emails expressing support for the PawSox new proposal could be sent to state lawmakers. But we haven't seen anything like that. And the team's public relations effort really ended with the end of the regular legislative session. In June, it seems like the PawSox are kind of dug in. They feel like they've done what they need to do. And at the same time, the public attitudes seem fairly hardened toward this proposal.
You've done some digging yourself, Ian, and you looked into the proposal that the PawSox have floated to build this stadium with public subsidies. What's your sense of the bottom line? Is this a good proposal, bad proposal?
It really depends who you ask, and different people, not surprisingly, have different reactions. But we spoke a while ago with Victor Matheson, who's a sports economist at the College of the Holy Cross.
And a critic of public subsidies for baseball stadiums.
Exactly. No fan of subsidies for baseball stadiums. And he says the latest proposal for a ballpark in Pawtucket, as far as what the PawSox ownership is willing to put in, it is above the average commitment for a minor league baseball stadium. So that's worth noting. But at the same time, there are people who point out accurately that the ownership of the PawSox is made up of wealthy individuals. And these people question why these wealthy individuals can't just pay for the stadium themselves.
And what about PSOC's leadership? I'm thinking about Larry Lucchino himself. Is he working behind the scenes here to get this deal done, even though we're not seeing a public relations push?
I think the team is more oriented now toward exploring other possibilities. Lucchino has toured the prospective Worcester site twice. Lucchino seems to have some fatigue of dealing with Rhode Island politicians and the cranky public in Rhode Island, where the critics have been more outspoken than the supporters. But at the same time, if it becomes clear that Worcester or somewhere else is a serious contender for the PSOC, that could animate Rhode Island lawmakers to raise their game, so to speak, and to consider this proposal more seriously.
Now, we've been talking, Ian, about Worcester and Pawtucket, but are there other potential contenders for this AAA team?
From my reporting, there seem to be two other possibilities. Springfield, I would say, is the least likely. There are some local boosters of baseball in Montreal who see the PSOC or luring the PSOC as the best way to bring some baseball back to Montreal. Unlike Worcester, Montreal already has a stadium. The seating would have to be minimized to some degree to make it feasible for minor league baseball, but Montreal could be part of the conversation as well.
And with the mayor of Worcester expected to introduce this resolution tonight supporting a bid for the PSOC, the timing's interesting because it's really just a few weeks before Rhode Island Senate is planning to take up this issue in a fall session.
We know the legislature is coming back for a special fall session on September 19th. It's unclear at this point whether this will be one day, 2 days, a week. And it's also unclear whether the PSOC proposal will be taken up at that time. At this point, the Senate is committed to holding hearings on the proposal for the Pawtucket Stadium, both at the State House and outside the State House. The House has not committed to any hearings on that. If Rhode Island is interested in retaining the PSOC, it's going to need to proceed more quickly rather than more slowly. The longer this issue hangs out there, the more likely it is that the PSOC will wind up going somewhere else.
Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis, thanks for getting us up to speed.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio.